Well, hello, hello. My name is Dave Crossan, and welcome to the Financial Wake-Up Call. First of all, I have to put out the triple thank yous. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody that has been listening to my podcasts and have reached out to me with some great ideas, great subjects, great topics. And again, this is what this podcast is all about. I'm not here pounding the desk saying you must do this, you must do that. I'm putting out some ideas, different thoughts, so you can have these conversations with your financial advisor, if it's something with your estate or legacy planning, with your estate planning attorney, and of course, any tax issues with your CPA or accountant. So with that being said, let's dive into a very important topic or account that a lot of people out there have either contributed to or they've been told they must do if they have children going to school, to college, to save for that very expensive event. And today we're going to be talking about a 529 plan. So what is that, a 529 plan? Well, actually, 529 is the section of the federal tax code, if you will. And what that is, it's an ability to put money away into this 529 account that grows tax deferred. And if the withdrawals are for expenses that are for education, for college, for graduate work, or in this case, and there's been some changes recently, for K through 12, which is a big change. And let's be honest, you know, for high schools right now, for private high schools, they're very expensive. So now with a 529, you have the ability to have those funds available for withdrawals. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. There's a couple of different types of 529s out there, and just let's explain it. So number one, it is a plan that you can make contributions to that, again, these monies grow tax deferred. So let's make up a number. You put in $10,000, it grows to $20,000, and now you're going to utilize this money in college for tuition, different expenses with college, and you take that withdrawal, and if it's for that expense, a valid expense for college, and I'll go over what those expenses are, then those profits, that $10,000 in gains, that distribution or withdrawal would be completely tax-free. So that's it, a general explanation of what it is, but let's talk about what you can put in a 529, the different limits, and there's some nice options out there. For a lot of people, especially grandparents, this is a nice opportunity to make contributions. It is a way, as you are putting money into this account, you're getting it out of your taxable estate. And basically, here's how it works. So the annual exclusion right now for 2023 is $17,000. With a 529 plan, you can go ahead and do 5 years worth of gifting up to, and that would be $17,000 times five, which would be $85,000 at one time. And that's very appealing for people that want to give money to a grandchild or a child to put away, to put it in one of these plans, to really attempt to grow it to a level so when it gets to time for college or whatever that expense is for education, that money is available to you. And again, depending on the state, there are limits on how much can be contributed to a 529 account in total. It ranges from anywhere from $235,000 up to roughly $550,000. It really depends on the state. So that's something where you're speaking to your trusted financial advisor to have that conversation to make sure the money that is going in there, that you don't over-contribute over the overall plan, the collective amount that you're doing. Again, getting back to what I was saying, the $17,000 you can do in 1 year or up to that 5 years or $85,000 at one time. All right. So think of the account in this way. So there's somebody who's making a contribution to it. And let's say we'll call them the donor. They're putting money into the account. And we have the beneficiary, which in this case would be the individual that would be going to school, the child, the grandchild. So they are the beneficiary of the account. So that money goes in there. And again, there's a couple different types of 529s, and I want to get into that conversation because you may be saying, well, David, I understand there are ones that you make contributions into, but I've also heard of plans where you can prepay college. And for a lot of people, they like that. A lot of state schools offer that option where you can pay pay a certain amount now into a 529, and that will be when the child goes to school. Those funds will be available at today's dollars. You're putting the money in, but will be an amount that will cover the cost down the road at the time that the individual, the beneficiary, the child goes to school. But let me cover the two plans. So number one, we have a 529 plan, which we consider an education savings plan. That's the one where money goes into an account. It could be into mutual funds, different investments, and the money goes in as a contribution. The donor, if you will, could be the parent, could be a grandparent, it could be another family member that is putting this money away into this account for the benefit of the child, of the individual that will be going to school down the road. Now, with these different investments, this is something where you could talk to your financial advisor, set up a plan. They also have investments where they call them target date funds, where it's a combination of different strategies. So by the time the child goes to school or the individual goes to school, that money's invested a certain way. So the monies are available. It may become less risky, if you will, as it gets to the point where the individual would go to school, a little bit more risky earlier on, and there's a certain allocation. And of course, with a financial advisor, you can set it up in a way that it's invested according to what is the appropriate strategy, risk tolerance, time frame, making a decision on the best way to invest that. So that would be what we would consider the 529's savings plan. But again, getting back to the other option, which I mentioned, is the prepaid option. And for a lot of people, they like that. They'd rather put money away and say, you know what, this is what we're putting in now. They're considering inflation, and we've seen how much college costs have increased. Let's put money away now, knowing that this will be available at the amount, or the cost, I should say, at the time that the child would then go to school. And so those are the basic two options. Again, the idea behind it is putting away money now. And for a lot of people, especially if they're going with the option with the savings plan into different mutual funds, a good way to attack this is put money in gradually. This is something where you could dollar cost average. If the market's going up, you're buying a little less into the mutual fund. Obviously, if the market is down, you're taking advantage of the dip in the market. But by gradually putting money to work, you are taking advantage of the different events, if you will, or the different ups and downs of the stock market as time goes on. So I like that strategy personally. I don't like putting it all in at one shot, if you will. But again, if you're looking to put a lump sum in, when we were talking about the different options, let's say you want to prepay the 5 years. And again, with the annual exclusion being $17,000 currently in 2023, and let's say you did the 5 years at one time, the $85,000, you can set up that strategy the way you want. Maybe you want to do something like with bonds, with a portion, or something more fixed income that's not in the stock market, and then set it up in a way that's a little bit more aggressive with the other monies. Again, this would be a conversation to have with your advisor to set up the best way to attack this in how you want the strategy to be set up. Now, there are many companies that offer 529s, a lot of different mutual fund companies. So you want to have that conversation, look at your different options, and some mutual fund companies are set with a certain state. And I'll explain what I mean by that. With 529 plans, again, assuming it is a withdrawal that is a qualified withdrawal for college, federally, there wouldn't be any tax consequence. However, depending on the plan that you have and the state that you live in and the college that the individual is going to, there could be a state tax. So that's a conversation you want to have with your financial advisor that you're working with, of course, your CPA, to verify the plan that you're set up. And consider this. You may think that your child or grandchild is going to a particular school in a state that you're living in or another state, and then it turns out they go to a completely different state for college. Well, there may be a situation where there would be a state tax on the withdrawals, but it is federally tax-free if the expenses are considered qualified expenses. And actually, this gives me a nice opportunity to get into what are those types of expenses. You're looking at different expenses, like let's look at your books, okay, your different fees that go along with your college and the different expenses that you have. So you want to look at, you know, what is considered qualified. So you're looking at tuition, fees, room and board, and any other related expenses for college. And again, you can get in a list. There's a lot of other expenses that would go along with 529 distributions, but that's a general idea of the different ones, the important ones, the tuition, the fees, the room and board, and other related expenses for college. Now, I did mention that the rules have changed in the last few years where now you can use a 529 for K through 12 into high school, where before it was only college into graduate work that you could actually use a 529 to pay for these expenses. Now, with a 529, if it's for college, for graduate work, there isn't a limit on how much you can take out of your 529 for those expenses. However, if it's K through 12 into high school, there is a limit of $10,000 per year. So keep that in mind. Let's say it's a high school that you're sending your child to. $10,000 a year can come from the 529. So what I see a lot of people do is they will set these 529 accounts up, and if the child goes to a private middle school, high school, they will utilize that $10,000 a year. And then, of course, they'll be able to use a lot more without the limitation of the distributions for the qualified expenses once they get into college and if they're going to do graduate work as well. Now, things to consider. You're probably thinking, well, David, this is great. I love the idea. You know, are there any things that we should look at? Any concerns, any situations where there could be something where it isn't tax-free? The federal side, that it isn't going to be tax-free for you if you use it for a different expense or a different withdrawal? And the answer is absolutely yes. So if you do not use this 529 for college or for education, let's make up a scenario. Let's say we put in $10,000, it's now $20,000. So now what's going to happen is this money that you have, you've grown this money, now we're subject to, on our earnings here, we've got now what would have normally been a situation where if we use them for college, for tuition, for fees, room and board, there wouldn't have been a tax consequence on the federal side. Again, you have to verify in the state side if there'd be any tax consequence, but in this case, not on the federal side. But let's say we don't use it for college. It's one of those situations where, you know what? I don't have anybody I can transfer this to. I'm not going to school. I'm not going to college. So I just want to pull the money out. Well, things to consider. Now you would be subject to tax on this 529 as well as a 10% penalty. So that's significant. So for some people, they may be thinking, well, you know, if it's done well and I don't go to school and I can't transfer it to anybody, then I'll just pay that 10% penalty and then I'll pay the income tax issue on the federal and possibly the state side for the distribution. Well, that's a situation I just want to put up out there that people fully understand that that would be a situation if it's not used for education, you're looking at a 10% penalty and tax on that money. So, you know, consider that deferral to become tax-free as a distribution is now off the table. So I wanted to make sure I brought that up. But I did mention the ability to transfer this 529. And what do I mean by that? Let's say you have a situation where there's a 529 set up for one of your children, but they do not go to school, but your other child does. There is an ability to transfer the 529 to another individual. So different family members, it could be your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, relatives within your family typically have the ability to then have it transferred to them, and they would then get the benefits of this 529, the ability for tax-free withdrawals on the federal side and possibly the state side. So one of those situations that you may run into is, well, the one child is not going to school, but the other child is. That could be a situation where it could possibly be transferred to the other child or individual in your family, and you could reap the same benefits for that family member. So I just want to put that out there as a possibility, because I think for a lot of people, they're thinking, well, David, you know, this, I can't tell. It's the child's 2 years old in 16 years. I don't know if they're going to go to college or want to go to college or whatever the situation is. At least know what your situation is. Number one, your worst case scenario, there could be a 10% penalty and tax on that money. Okay, that's number one. And number two, you may have the ability to transfer to another family member so that you can continue the benefits so the other individual could benefit from having this account. So very important that you understand that. I always like to enter any situation of like, what's my worst case scenario and can I live with that worst case scenario and what is the best case scenario? And if I can live somewhere in between in the middle, I'm in good shape. But I wanted to bring that up. It's so important to have this conversation. And there are other factors that are going in, things that are coming out in 2024, the ability to move money from a 529 into a Roth IRA, which is that's going to be a different conversation. I'm not going to get into it now with this podcast, but there's certain limitations, a 15-year period for the account itself, the ability to move it over to the Roth up to the $35,000. I'm actually going to have a podcast on that and get into Roth IRAs, you know, for people that have a 529, they're not utilizing all the money in there, there may be an opportunity to move it to a Roth IRA. So what I figured I would do on a future podcast is explain what a Roth IRA is and then get into this aspect of it. And again, that's coming into 2024, so stay tuned. So again, I wanted to get in the 529 just to explain what it is. It's an IRS tax code that enables individuals to establish these accounts, the ability for tax-deferred growth, and if used for education expenses, the ability to have withdrawals potentially being tax-free, and also on the federal side, and depending on the state you live in, possibly also on the state side as well, and also the ability, if you don't utilize the money, there may be the opportunity to transfer it to a family member so they will continue those benefits, the ability within these 529 plans to have monies invested to grow it. The idea behind it is putting money in there, and if you have a long time horizon and if it's properly set up to really grow the money. So again, we know college, even high school, private schools, and graduate work can be very, very expensive. So the opportunity and to do it earlier on, I tell people, this is something you want to consider if you want to contribute to your children's education, to grandparents want to do something of that nature, is to look into it early on so that you have the ability to have that set up and ready to go. And again, with the different expenses out there, I just mentioned some general ones, you know, it could be something like your books, school supplies, it could be your different housing and different items out there. And there's even talk the ability to use the 529 if there's a, and there's going to be a limit on it toward possibly paying down some of your student loans, which is another good conversation to get into. Again, with the 529, if you get to that point where you're not going to utilize it, there are options, or if you haven't utilized some of it, but there's some monies left over, the potential to possibly pay down some of your student loans to a limit, as well as the potential to put that into a, or move it into, I should say, a Roth IRA, which is very appealing. Again, that's going to be another podcast. I'm getting you all excited. Here we go. We're going to talk about Roth IRAs in a future podcast, but I think it's very important. And the ability in 2024 to do it, I think, is something important to discuss. With that being said, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. And of course, if you have any additional questions or different ideas you want me to get into, it could be about 529s or any topic out there, reach out to me. Where can you get me? Well, here we go. Try my main number, 732-902-7880. Of course, you can visit us at shorelinewealth.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Hopefully, you'll take this information and look at your own situation. If you have a 529, your different options, as well as maybe it's something to consider for your child, for even a grandchild that you want to set up. And again, it doesn't have to just be parents. It doesn't have to be grandparents. It could be a aunt and uncle. There are different people that can contribute. So there's many different options for people to be able to do it. I just didn't want to limit it to parents and grandparents or other individuals out there that can, of course, do that. And I do see that a lot with aunts and uncles. They look at it as a nice opportunity to contribute to a 529 for their niece, for their nephew, whatever the situation is, whatever the relationship is, to benefit them. With that being said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love those triple thank yous. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I appreciate the time. I look forward to the next podcast. And of course, feel free to visit all of my podcasts. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will talk next time. Take care.